USA News, I'm John Schaefer. 74 American citizens left the conflict-ridden Gaza region today, according to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
Embassy Cairo has deployed a consular team to the Rafah crossing to support all these folks, make sure they get back to the embassy, and then we work with them on onward movement as appropriate.
Kirby said more U.S. citizens are expected to leave in the upcoming days. Today, former President Trump's son Eric is testifying in the civil trial against the Trump Organization. New York State accusing him, his brother Don Jr., the former president, and other organization members of inflating financial statements for advantageous loans, insurance policies, and deals. They've all denied those allegations. Yesterday, Don Jr. testified, stating that he wasn't familiar with the company's accounting processes and delegated those details to his accountants. Two congressmen from bordering states are joining together to ask for additional funding to support the first responders tasked with managing a surge in illegal immigration. Arizona Democrat Ruben Gallego and Texas Republican Michael McCaul have sent a letter to the head of the House Appropriations Committee. They outlined the challenges faced by local police and fire departments, including pursuits by migrant smugglers that frequently result in accidents. House Speaker Mike Johnson said today Republicans are nearing a decision on whether to pursue impeachment against President Biden.
Very soon we are coming to a point of decision on it. So we're going to follow the evidence where it leads and we'll see.
He emphasized that investigations into potential illegal gains from Biden's family's foreign business dealings are still underway. And Hunter Biden alleges that right-wing critics are exploiting his addiction. In a recent USA Today op-ed, President Biden's son stated that his struggle has been manipulated as fuel for a malicious and prolonged disinformation effort aimed at his father. He further described it as a comprehensive effort to destroy his reputation. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Navy Admiral Lisa Franchetti has become the first woman to lead the U.S. Navy as Chief of Naval Operations. She will also be the first woman to hold a permanent position on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Her nomination, which was delayed due to Senator Tommy Tuberville's hold on confirmations, has now been confirmed by the Senate. Tuberville's protest pertains to Pentagon abortion policies. For the first time ever...
They beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-0 in Phoenix last night in Game 5. Texas shortstop Corey Seager was named the MVP. Arizona had strong pitching throughout the series, including last night, but they just couldn't get it done. Manager Tori Lavullo tried to keep his sense of humor.
I want to run away and hide for a few days. I want to go camping and just sit in the tent and suck my thumb, you know, and eat ice cream. Is that the weirdest answer you guys have ever had right there?
Lavullo went on to say he wants to remember what this feels like because he never wants to feel it again. I'm Corey Myers.
Toyota has issued a recall affecting over 1 million vehicles. The recall specifically pertains to select 2013 through 18 RAV4 models. Toyota has identified a problem with replacement batteries which have the potential to start a fire. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.